Welcome to our 90th year serving Central Virginia. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
The Orange County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 this week to return federal grant money to support the art center in town after they announced they were going to be doing a Build-A-Babe program where a local drag queen would teach makeup tips.
You guys represent all of Orange County, and the LGBTQ plus community is a part of this community.
We have exhibitions and programs that are going to start conversations that are going to allow our community to come together and have a dialogue.
A bill before the House Commerce and Energy Committee has been swapped out by a simpler bill that restricts Dominion Energy's ability to avoid lowering their rates under equity provisions after Governor Youngkin's office weighed in on the program. Dominion told the commission that the rates restrictions were necessary to keep it competitive in a world where it's trying to provide more renewable energy projects.
Virginia 5th District Congressman Bob Good was on WCHV and spoke on the debt limit talks between Speaker McCarthy and President Joe Biden.
Well, Kevin McCarthy is doing and saying the right things. We absolutely have to cut spending in order to raise this debt ceiling. He has said that's what we're going to do, and that is what we're going to do. That is the new Congress that is developed after we chose our speaker. And we are going to demand reforms in terms of how we operate as a Congress, and we're going to cut the spending. We cannot put the full faith and credit of the U.S. government at risk by continuing to spend recklessly.
An instructor for the University of Virginia at Wise has been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards.
Dave Egger, a pianist, cellist, and composer, recorded with some of the biggest names in music. During the pandemic, the adjunct strings instructor wound up living in Bristol, Tennessee after finding himself stuck in Pittsburgh during the middle of a tour. The album with the 2 nominated songs explores the struggle to survive the global pandemic and includes musical influences from Appalachia, the Far East, the Haitian Caribbean, and the plains of Africa, Cuba, and New York.
A local author has a new book out and is going to be doing a book signing coming up. Sean McCutcheon, author of Coming Together, was on WCHV Radio Wednesday morning and said,
"The neighbors across the street from me voted a different way than I did, right? But they're still my neighbors. When they're having a problem, I still help them out. When I'm having a problem, they still help me out."
His book signing will be March 4th at the Barnes & Noble in Barracks Road.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast is next on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Charlottesville. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, breezy, and cold today. Highs middle to upper 30s with wind chills in the 20s at times. Increasing clouds overnight tonight. Lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy. Very mild on Sunday. Temperatures in the afternoon in the middle 50s. Plenty of sunshine Monday. Highs upper 50s to near 60. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.